The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score, the San Jose Sharks 5 and the Dallas Stars 4 in overtime. Time now for the Sharks Instant Replay of all the action played at SAP Center at San Jose in front of a sellout crowd of 17,435 delighted Sharks fans. They weren't so delighted to start the game, however, as the Dallas Stars took advantage of a couple of little details that the Sharks may have missed and converted on them to take the 2-0 lead early on. The first one came 7.5 minutes into the first period when Justin Ritzkovian, the man who scored the game winner here on December the 18th, took advantage of the fact that Vinny Iorio was unable to shoot the puck toward the net and it got blocked. Off the faceoff. We're watching some good hockey now. Iorio, lost it. Ritzkovian steals it. He's got a breakaway. He's into the zone. He shoots. He scores! Justin Ritzkovian, who was the beneficiary of a turnover by the goaltender Nedeljkovic back on December the 18th for the game winner, puts the Stars on the board after Iorio loses it on the point, and Ritzkovian's breakaway opportunity makes it 1-0 Dallas. Seventh goal of the season for the Northeastern University product, Justin Ritzkovian, at 7:33 of period number one. The thing is, the Sharks had gotten off to a really good start in the game. They were disrupting Dallas's breakouts with a strong forecheck, and they did that all game long. But that one little detail that Dallas was able to pick up ended up putting the puck in the back of the net. And then the Sharks were in the midst of a delayed penalty situation against them. Dallas was pulling the goaltender, Casey DeSmith, for the extra attacker, when all kinds of pressure, courtesy of Mikko Rantanen and Jason Robertson, produced another goal in this one in the final minute of the first period. Here come the Stars down the left side. Jason Robertson one-on-one with Letty. Looks like Letty's going to take a penalty here as the extra skater coming on. Robertson to Haskinen. Now to Hintz in front. Rantanen the chance. Save Nedeljkovic. Rebound. Robertson scores. During a delayed penalty, Robertson puts the puck into the empty net. It was going to be a call against Nick Letty. It looked kind of like a borderline call to me, but they're calling it that way with the stick coming up into the hands. And so the result is a goal for Dallas. They lead 2-0, and it's Jason Robertson getting his 26th goal of the season. Assist going to Mikko Rantanen and Roope Hintz. Nice save by Nedeljkovic on Rantanen just before that, but the powerful Rantanen set up the chaos, and Robertson was able to take advantage. Time again of that goal, 19:03 of the first period. That would be a theme that would repeat itself in the second period, but more on that in a moment. First things first, the Sharks came out in the second period and outshot Dallas 9-5 and ended up scoring their first of four power play goals in the game, a season high. And that happened at 4:44. One of the best players on the ice for the Sharks was Alex Wennberg, and he took it. Kept in by Orloff, sends far boards. Nice keep-in by Wennberg. Banks to Celebrini in the corner. He walks out to Wennberg. Shot, score! Alex Wennberg, a beautiful give-and-go with Macklin Celebrini. Celebrini now has a 13-game point-scoring streak, and that's a big goal for Alex Wennberg. As Lindell's penalty is costly for Dallas, that makes the score of the Stars 2 and the Sharks 1. I might add that that penalty to Lindell happened right after the Sharks had killed off a penalty call against Dmitry Orloff. And so, against one of the best power plays in the NHL, the Sharks killed off Dallas's chances twice, didn't take too many penalties, but were really effective when they had a guy in that penalty box. And then, Lindell's penalty costly, as you heard. The result, Wennberg's 9th goal of the season from Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. And the time of that, 4:44 of the second period. Casey DeSmith had a pretty strong game for most of the contest for Dallas, and he made a couple of big saves here as the Sharks look to get back even. Up the ice comes Rigenda, down to the red line, to the blue line, shoots one on net, save made, rebound right in front of the net, Gaudette deeks and shoots, and that's a spectacular stick save on the semi-breakaway by Gaudette at the end of the Sharks' power play. Yep, that was another power play where the San Jose Sharks had a good chance there from Adam Gaudette, but Casey DeSmith was equal to the task with about 13 minutes remaining in the second period. But Dallas continued to take penalties, and it was Adam Ernie in the penalty box at 12:52 for an interference call that certainly make that Colin Blackwell for tripping at 12:52 to give the Sharks the man advantage after the San Jose team did not score on that power play chance for Gaudette. So to recap what I just said, Gaudette's chance happened when Adam Ernie was in the penalty box for interference at 4:54. Then Blackwell took his second penalty of the game for Dallas for tripping at 12:52, leading to the power play chance where Jeff Skinner and the second power play unit came through. Cleared back out by the Stars. A backskating Liljegren has it at his own blue line. Creates a little space, gives to Gaudette up the middle. On the right, moving in, Chernyshov holds it, throws in front. Skinner, score! Chernyshov with a great burst of speed down the wing, barreling it in a determined fashion toward the net, spotted Skinner with his stick down, and all Jeff Skinner did was tip that puck, and that ties the game 2-2. What a great goal by Jeff Skinner, his sixth of the season. That was a power play goal, the Sharks' second of four that they would score in this game. Time of it, 14:49. Jeff Skinner's sixth of the season from Igor Chernyshov and Adam Gaudette, and the game was all even at two. But in the final minute of the second period, it happened again. Graf tried to make the play there, but lost it. Dallas has a mini two-on-one. Only Leddy is back. Down the right, Capobianco moves in and scores! Kyle Capobianco, not exactly Jason Robertson, moving down the right wing side and getting it past Nedeljkovic to put Dallas in front 3-2 with just a little less than a minute remaining in the second period. Wow, what a moment. Alex Nedeljkovic had to just shrug that one off as Capobianco gets his second goal of the season from Maverick Bork and Jason Robertson. And so Dallas had the 3-2 lead. So the Sharks were down 2-0. They tied it. Dallas took the lead, second goal that they allowed in the final minute of the period. And then it continued in the third, Dallas's way. Big hit by Rantanen into the corner against those Stopchuk. Sharks can't clear. And Lundqvist, the shot saved. Rebound, poked at, score! Rantanen batted that one down out of the air. We'll see if it counts. It should. And that would make the score 4-2 Dallas. And that's just tremendous hand-eye coordination by one of the best players in the NHL. Mikko Rantanen, power, speed, and skill. He's got it all. Scored his 18th of the season from Sam Steele and Nils Lundqvist, who took that initial shot. The time of that 7:53 of the third period. And Dallas had a two-goal lead again, 4-2. So the game was over, right? I'm afraid not. Dallas continued to take penalties, and that was a critical factor in this contest. Ilya Lyubushkin going off for tripping in the third at 8:43, and that set things up for Macklin Celebrini to make a spectacular pass to Teitur Toffoli. Stars can't clear. Orlov, good job. Goes now to Celebrini, down low in the left corner to a racing Wennberg. To Celebrini, back to the right point. Orlov to the middle. Celebrini takes it, holds it, throws to the net. Toffoli, score! Wow, what a play by Macklin Celebrini. Delayed for just a split second, and Toffoli got a stick down, the pass right on the tape, and Teitur Toffoli makes it a one-goal game with the Sharks' third power play goal of the day. What a great goal. 9:28 the time, third period. Toffoli, his 12th goal of the season from Macklin Celebrini and Dmitry Orlov. And again, that made the score 4-3, still in favor of Dallas. But then Adam Gaudette would step up with 4 minutes and 59 seconds left in the third to tie it all up. Now trailing the play, Gaudette provided the support. He shoots. It's deflected wide. Rebound, Graf is there. Sends it back. Sam Dickinson stops it. He shoots a tip. Score! Adam Gaudette chips the Sam Dickinson shot with 4:59 to play in the third. And the Sharks, on the strength of Gaudette's play, tie it 4-4. What a great goal by Adam Gaudette. 10th of the season. Dickinson and Graf assisting on the play at 15:01. And it tracked down near the end, and both teams went at it. And how about the very end of the third period? A couple of breakaways, but it stayed tied up. Taken back by Duchesne. Now he goes to Rantanen. Rantanen moving in, throws to the slot. Knocked away. Nice defensive play by Wennberg. And here comes Bregenda up the right side for the Sharks. He's powering his way toward the slot. He shoots, and a save by DeSmith. Oh no, it's going to be a breakaway the other way for Johnston. He moves in, and a great save by Nedeljkovic. Just got a little piece of it, knocked it wide. That was a great stop by Nedeljkovic and a really good save the other side of the ice against Regenda by the goaltender Casey DeSmith. And so it was 4-4 at the end of regulation, and it went to overtime. And yet again, Dallas took a penalty. Rantanen didn't like the call, but you take a look at it when you take a look at the highlights on TV, and you will see that he definitely held on to his man. Rantanen, a holding penalty, 57 seconds into overtime. The Sharks had not scored more than 3 power play goals all year. In fact, the 3 power play goals they had in this game today was a season high, until 1:58 of overtime, when Tyler Toffoli would get a 4-on-3 power play goal to give the Sharks the win. Celebrini on the attack across the line, whips it rink wide to the right side. Toffoli back to Wennberg now on the point. Feeds it right side to Eklund. He's up on the blue line. Eklund moving to his left, drifting it off to his right. There's Celebrini, top of the right circle, stick handling, shooting, save made. There's a rebound in front, poked at. It pops back to Toffoli. He shoots it, save. Rebound not cleared out, Celebrini feeds it over to Eklund. Now to Toffoli, blast it. He scores! Tyler Toffoli in overtime. And the San Jose Sharks have defeated the Dallas Stars 5-4. And the miracles continue at SAP Center, and the fans love it. What a moment. Tyler Toffoli, his second goal of the game, his 13th of the season, coming 5-4 at 1:58 of overtime. A 4-on-3 power play goal. Eklund and Celebrini assisting on the play. And so here are the numbers. Tyler Toffoli, 2 goals and 1 assist. Macklin Celebrini ended up with 2 assists on the play. I think they may have given him taken away one of his assists on this. So let me take a quick look here. Celebrini had 3 assists in the game. Macklin Celebrini, 3 assists in the game. Tyler Toffoli, 2 goals and 1 assist in the contest. Adam Gaudette, 1 goal and 1 assist. Jeff Skinner with an important power play goal. Alex Wennberg with a really solid game, his 9th goal of the season, that one on the power play. And the Sharks get the victory by the score of 5-4. But Adam Gaudette, who had that game and had an assist on another outstanding play, ends up with our guest appearance on the Sharks Audio Network. And right now, he's with Scott Hannon.
Hey, Adam, we knew it was going to be a big challenge facing the Dallas Stars. You guys fell behind 2 goals, ended up coming back 2 different times and then winning it in overtime. Take us through the feeling in the dressing room right now.
Yeah, it was exciting. That was a fun game. Almost felt like a playoff game with the energy in the building. And, you know, it's a big win for us. Big confidence booster, and, you know, it shows we can compete with the best teams in the league.
Yeah, and, you know, take us through your goal. It was a heavy forecheck there, and you found yourself off the backside. What did you see there?
Yeah, heavy forecheck. Great forecheck by Skins and Graffer, and, you know, I was just trying to play F3 there because I got caught on their 3rd or 4th goal getting a little too low, so trying not to make the same mistake twice, and kept the puck in at the blue line, and you know, just worked my way to the net, and it was great play by Dickey to find me off the back door there.
Yeah, and tonight you really guys got contributions from everybody, you know, from block shots there, Mario Ferraro in the last minute eating those pucks. We both know those aren't easy ones to eat. He took it right in the chest, and Nedeljkovic with a huge save at the end. You know, contributions for everybody, you guys, 3 wins in a row. You know, what's the feeling like? What are you guys feeling like coming to every game?
We're feeling confident, and, you know, everybody's doing their part to win games, and it's not always scoring points, and, you know, guys are chipping in any way they can, and it goes up and down the lineup, and, you know, that's what good teams and playoff teams do, and, you know, we're really, really harping down on the little details, and it's coming along really well, and, you know, we're in a good spot. We just got to keep getting better.
You know, Adam, you talk about the details. Dallas is one of the teams that takes advantage of most of the details on that they're given. They had a couple today, but what about your resolve to take control of those little details as the game went on? They were having trouble breaking out of their own zone, which is one of the keys to their success.
Yeah, that was one of our keys, is being hard on the forecheck and disrupting them and having a good F3, and so they can't make clean plays, but you know, good teams are really good at the detail game, and in order to make a long run in the playoffs, you got to do the little things right, and you need every guy on the ice doing that, and that's what we're trying to get to, and you know, we're working our butts off every day doing that.
This is not the number one part of the game, but how about the fact that Alex Nedeljkovic turned over the puck back in December on the game-winning goal? He let in one he didn't like today, but ended up with with a really big save late, and you guys got the win for him. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels great. That was a big save at the end. I think the bench went nuts, the crowd went nuts, and you know, I think it was a little bit of a momentum shift, and you know, it helped us get up and get ready for the overtime, and big goal by Toph there.
Well, congratulations on the win. Great game by all of you guys, and we look forward to tomorrow against Vegas.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
San Jose's record now is 23-18-3. They've got 49 points, and depending on what happens in the NHL later on today, at the moment, the Sharks are 1 point out of first place, currently held by Vegas. Vegas, of course, is playing at home against St. Louis tonight, and then they will travel to the Shark Tank tomorrow for the second half of the Sharks' back-to-back sets of games. But it is setting up for a lot of special things happening in the second half of the season at SAP Center at San Jose. Meanwhile, the Dallas Stars' outstanding season fall back to 26-10-9. That 1 point might be really important for Glenn Gulletson's team. They have 61 points on the year. Once again, the final score, the San Jose Sharks 5, the Dallas Stars 4. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.